Thomas, would you like to get a new chair, please?
No, watch Pippin.
No, you can't watch Pippin now. We're going to have lunch. You can watch Pippin later on. Come and sit in your chair, sweetheart.
Why?
Is this an aeroplane that you picked up?
It's gonna fly! The bit is gonna fly.
And we've got to wash your hands as well, haven't we? Because you've been playing with Mummy's money, haven't you, from her purse?
What?
Mummy's red purse. Mm. The money's a bit dirty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yuck. Where have we been this morning?
In Sonny's car.
In Sonny's car?
The Sonny's play group. That's us.
With Sonny to play group, and you've had blackcurrant juice and toast?
Yeah.
Sometimes we walk and sometimes we go on the bus, but Sonia and Isabel offered us a lift this morning.
The
what, darling?
Bacton. The Bacton.
Bacton?
No. Bacton.
I don't know what you're saying.
Press the button.
Oh, press the button?
No. Button. Button.
Something about a button?
It's Thomas press.
Thomas press a button. Did you press a button somewhere?
Yeah.
On the car?
No.
On the car door?
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When we were coming home, we were walking back to the car, and you saw some people waiting at the Pelican Crossing to cross the road, and you wanted to press the button, didn't you?
Yeah.
And watch the green man come on so that we could go across the road, but we didn't need to cross the road.
No.
We cross the road when we go on the bus, and we have to go through the bus stop.
What's this?
This is the electric bread knife. Yes, that's the noise it makes. We finish with it now. We slice the bread. Putting it away in the cupboard now.
Yeah.
So we've seen Sonia and Isabel 2 days running, haven't we?
Screaming.
You mean screaming?
Yeah.
Because yesterday we went to Sonia's house at lunchtime, didn't we?
Yeah.
And Ben and Charlotte and Rachel and Jonathan were at Sonia's house yesterday, and they were all at playgroup this morning.
Yeah.
So you've seen them 2 days running, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
2 days running.
No.
That's some crisps.
Right, the baby.
What?
The baby. Crunch.
Crunch. Cheese and onion crisps.
It's onion crisps.
The Could you have some toast and blackcurrant juice this morning at peer group?
Blackcurrant. That's my blackcurrant.
Oh gosh, Mummy's making a lot of noise in the kitchen, isn't she? Ooh.
Wait.
Some little cheese sandwiches there, Thomas. We'll put some of this bread in the toaster.
No.
No, the toaster doesn't make that noise, Thomas.
No.
The bread knife does, yes, the electric bread knife. Makes an awful noise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The sun is shining now.
I'm outside.
Oh, we can go outside after lunch. Yes, you've been outside this morning, haven't you, riding on the bicycles?
Why?
Been riding round? It's not been as warm today, but you've had to have a little cardigan on, haven't you? Not when you're inside, but when we went out. The sun's shining.
Shining.
It wasn't nice yesterday morning when we walked to Sammy's house, was it? You had your Wellingtons on.
Yeah.
And the rain hood up. Thomas wasn't very well yesterday afternoon, were you? What was Matty yesterday afternoon?
Bang that!
Did you bang your head?
Mm.
I didn't realise you'd banged your head. You told me that your mouth was sore.
But me!
What? Is that the toast ready?
Yeah.
Tell me it was your mouth that hurt yesterday, Thomas.
Mm.
You didn't say you bumped your head. But you were very upset, weren't you? You were crying. And Mummy gave you some medicine, then we went to sleep and you slept for about 4.5 hours.
You're an old man.
Pardon?
Your man gone.
Where's the man gone?
This one.
Oh, this one. The mean the pilot.
Pilot.
The pilot from the helicopter.
Bye.
He's in your helmet, isn't he? Is he going off on a journey? Is he flying away?
Going away. Please. Baby cheese.
Baby cheese.
Swiss Island baby. Swiss. Cheese sandwich.
Cheese sandwich.
Mmm. Your cheese. It's Eber man.
Are you feeding the helicopter pilot some cheese?
Swiss.
Would you like some cheese? Would you like some cheese, Thomas?
Street lamps.
Pardon?
Street lamps.
Street lamps? Oh yes, you can see the street lamps. They're not lit up though yet, are they?
Not yet.
They lit up quite early yesterday because it wasn't a very nice day. But the sun's shining now. It's only lunchtime, so I don't think we'll see the street lamps. It'll be funny tomorrow morning, though, because the sun's going to go out. The sun will hide, and the stars will come out in the middle of the morning.
Moon!
Yes, you'll think it's night time. You're going to watch the eclipse on the television with Grandma and Grandad. Because Mummy will be at work, won't she?
Oh, yes.
Grandad's been telling you all about the eclipse of the sun, hasn't he? Oops, did you drop my piece of cheese?
I threw it.
Oh, you caught it, well done. Aren't you? Are you a sleepy boy?
Turning.
You weren't quiet this morning. You and Isabel were running around, weren't you? And what about you and Ben outside? Were you and Ben running around making a lot of noise? You're not going to talk to me about this morning?
Yeah.
You've been in a sandpit and you've been playing at the water table.
Pop! It's his pop.
Yeah.
Turning to beep! Beep, 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 beep!
Turning
to beep!
Now, I don't think Sonia hit the horn on her car, did she, today? Can't remember if she did. Tomorrow Mummy will be at work, so Grandma and Grandad will look after you.
The baby! The baby is the baby!
Mum and Grandad are the baby?
Yeah.
Are you the baby that they're coming to look after?
Blackcurrant.
And then on Thursday we'll go back to the playgroup that we've been to this morning. Is your lunch nice? Juice is making a funny noise. Is there air trapped?
A plane! Plane!
Plane?
Yeah. Plane.
Aeroplane, where's the aeroplane? Oh, we saw a train as well this morning, didn't we, going over the bridge?
Yeah. Night-night. I don't know.
A tunnel? Night-night. Yes, you say night-night when we go through a tunnel because it goes dark, doesn't it? You're making a funny noise with that juice.
Moon da! Moon!
The moon?
Moon da!
The moon's not in the sky outside, is it yet? The moon comes out at night time.
Yes. Shining in the skies.
Shining in the sky. Oh, Thomas, don't drop your juice. Are you giving me the pilot from the plane?
Mummy.
Do you think you would like a piece of cheese?
Oh, yes, please.
Yum, 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 yum. Thank you very much. The pilot's saying thank you very much. Yes, I think he would like some more.
Mama.
Here you are, Mum. Yum, 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 yum. Mmm. He's enjoying that, Thomas.
My love for crisps.
Are you giving him crisps as well?
Yeah. More crisps.
More crisps. Do you think the pilot would like some more crisps?
Like cheese.
More cheese.
Round and round.
Is he going round and round?
No, but up in the plane. A baby truck.
A baby truck? You can see a small truck. What did you say before that? Man back in the plane? You put the pilot back in the aeroplane. Oh, there's a red truck.
Postman the dumps.
It wasn't the postman, but it was a red van like the postman's, wasn't it? Are your teeth hurting still, Thomas? You're putting your finger in your mouth end. Is your mouth still sore?
Put it inside, Bob. Purdy's food.
Purdy's got a sore mouth. I think Purdy's all right. It was your mouth we were worried about yesterday. It's Marmite on toast. It's nice. Look. Whoops, Daisy. What do you say?
Oh dear me.
Oh dear me, yes. Say excuse me, please.
Oh me.
Excuse me, please. That's what you say when you've done something rude like that. And you've made a rude noise. Bye, Pippin. Where's Pippin going?
To the Stockport.
To Stockport, I'm right.
Teacher, up and right. Dentist, Pippin. No, the Pippin and the dentist, up and right.
Oh, I see. You're saying Pippin's going to the dentist, open wide. Teeth checked. Are you talking about Pippin the dog on television? In the episode where Auntie Mabel goes to the dentist, Pippin goes to the vets and they both have their teeth checked. And the dentist and the vet both say, open wide.
What's up with the juice, please?
There's your juice. Mummy's going to make herself a drink.
Up my tea.
Cup of tea? Yes, I might have a cup of tea.
Thomas, up my tea.
Thomas, cup of tea.
Oh, yes, please.
You'd like a cup of tea? Well, Mummy makes hers and it's cooled a little bit. You can have a sip of Mummy's tea. Oh, the sun's gone in now again, Thomas. It's cloudy.
Time's up.
Where's the sun now?
All done now.
All done now? Yes, I think it is. We saw Lauren this morning, didn't we? Lauren's in your music group. And she went to the playgroup with her mummy. And Lauren's going to be 3 in November.
Thomas
is 2. You'll be 3 next year. Ben is 3 and Lauren will be 3 in November.
Come on. I
can't reach. You've dropped your beaker and it's rolling round and round the table and you can't reach it.
Ma!
Be careful, watch the lid doesn't come off, because if it does the juice will spill out.
Yeah.
Can you hear for the kettle? Can you hear the kettle boiling?
Thomas a kettle.
Cook Thomas a cup of tea, yes. We must ask Daddy to go into the loft, because somewhere in the loft there's a nice plastic tea set with cups and saucers and plates and teapots and milk jugs.
Okay.
And you enjoy playing with things like that this morning at the playgroup. You must get Debbie to get them down from the loft and you can play with them.
A shiny cup! A shining!
Shining? Is the sun out again?
Yeah.
Yes, sun's out again, it's shining brightly. Butter? Yes, Mummy's going to put some butter on her toast. Kettle's finished now.
Mummy, apple tea.
Yes. Do you mind if Mummy has a cup of coffee instead of tea?
Thomas,
a cup of coffee instead of a cup of tea. You've never ever had a cup of tea on your own before, have you?
Thomas, Pippin.
You just share Mummy's. Little sip from Mummy's, and I don't know whether you've ever had coffee.
What a mess.
What a mess. You made a mess on the table.
Oh, Mummy, bang a drum tam.
Bang a drum tam? Well, we can't go to bang a drum tam now for a long, long time, can we?
Oh, Mummy, yeah. I bang a drum tam.
Bang a drum tam? Are you pretending to bang on your drum? Yes. I don't know where the little mouth organ's gone to either. You were playing with that the other day when Dimitri was here. Dimitri came with her mummy, didn't she?
Sarah.
No, Dimitri's mummy's not called Sarah. What's her mummy called? Can you remember? Dimitri's mummy's called Kathy.
Kathy.
She was a nice lady, wasn't she?
Mama Kathy.
Her mummy's Kathy, that's right. It was nice to meet Kathy, wasn't it?
Mama.
Would you like some yoghurt now, Thomas?
Oh yes, please.
A pink one or an orange one or a red one?
Pink one.
A pink one, please. Pink one, please.
Red one.
A red one?
No, pink.
Pink. This is pink. This is very nice.
What pink?
A nice pink yogurt. It's raspberry.
Raspberry.
The red one's strawberry and the pink one is raspberry.
Pink one, raspberry. Really long.
Is that nice? And why is it a brown bow? Is somebody walking their dogs?
Oh!
It's running past, isn't it? Little doggy running past.
Let him rest! Pink and black tree. Me.
Yes? Oh, and has it fallen on the table? That's right, you look it up. Does it taste good? Does it taste good, Thomas?
Yeah.
You've not really had a lot to eat today, have you?
No. Yeah.
You've eaten more today, though, than yesterday. Just weren't interested in food, were you? Thomas was not hungry. Would you like this toast with Marmite?
No.
No, you're going on to your yoghurt now, aren't you? Please let Mummy have it.
No, Mummy's a bat. I'm Thomas the bat. Thomas and Mummy the bat. Mummy chair.
Mummy's sitting at the chair. We're having lunch together, aren't we?
When the Thomas chair.
Yes, we're each in different chairs. Mummy's in one chair and you're in the other chair.
I'm down.
I'll finish your lunch first. Would you like some strawberry?
No.
You don't fancy eating strawberries?
Baby.
Crying. We heard a baby crying this morning, didn't we?
Yeah.
That baby was sitting in a chair like you used to have when you were a baby and it was crying.
Oh, the more.
More? Have you put your finger in the yogurt?
The more.
Lick it off, it tastes nice.
No. A table,
wipe the table. Wipe the table? Oh, don't spread it on the table, that's a waste, Thomas.
Waste.
Yeah, lick it off with your tongue. Can Mummy lick it, please? Oh, that tastes good. That tastes lovely, doesn't it? Dipping your finger in yoghurt and then licking your finger.
What?
More. Did it taste nicer than when you use a spoon?
Oh, Mummy! Ah! Cornflakes on the floor. A great floor.
Oh, cornflakes on the floor.
A red one.
From the red box. Well, Mummy's not had a chance to hoover the floor yet from breakfast, has she? Because straight after breakfast we went out this morning. I think later on this afternoon, if you have a sleep, Mummy will do some hoovering. There aren't a lot of cornflakes on the floor, are there? Just the odd one. You put three fingers in the yoghurt pot now and got three fingers dirty.
No.
Oh no, just eat it properly, Thomas. You're making a lot of mess, aren't you?
Bye.
Oh. No. Would you like to taste this toast? It's got some honey on it.
Cheese.
It's got honey, not cheese. Honey made by the bees.
Bees.
Winnie the Pooh likes honey.
Sally and the Pooh. Tim the Pooh.
Isabel likes Winnie the Pooh, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And Tigger.
Yeah, I'm late.
Yes, in the car this morning, Isabel wanted to listen to her Winnie the Pooh tape. And when her mummy was putting it in the tape recorder, there was an awful noise, wasn't there?
Daddy what? Daddy what?
Daddy what?
Daddy what?
Oh, Daddy Rod. Yes, Isabel's daddy's called Rod, isn't he?
My daddy. Peter.
Your daddy's called Peter.
What's Peter?
Rod is Isabel's daddy. Peter is your daddy. And what's Charlotte and Ben's daddy called? Steve.
Mummy Dave.
And the mummy's called Lynn.
Mummy Lynn.
Ben's mummy's called Lynn and Ben's daddy's called Steve. We washed your hands before we had lunch because you'd been touching money. I think we're going to have to wash them again, aren't we, at the end of lunch?
Oh, what a mess.
What a mess. I know you've got so sticky, haven't you?
Mummy needs lots of... Black tail? Black. Turning tail.
I can't tell what you're saying. Something about a tail.
Turning tail.
An orange tail. Who's got an orange tail? Tigger.
Yeah, tail.
I've enjoyed that, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas, asking me.
It was lovely, wasn't it? I've got to go to the shop to buy some apples today.
Linda. Linda.
Yes, we borrowed an apple from Linda. We'll have to return it to her, won't we?
Shama. Linda, Linda.
Well, the other day you wanted an apple. You were desperate for an apple. And we haven't got any apples in the house. We've got grapes and nectarines and strawberries and bananas and pears. But we'd know.
Peach.
Oh, we'd peach. We'd peach, yes, they're like nectarines. So Mummy asked Linda if we could borrow an apple. Or at least have an apple, because we couldn't return it to her, could we, once you'd eaten it?
Two Lindas.
Two Lindas.
Yeah. A moon. A moon then.
Two Lindas with the sun and moon on. Oh, I don't understand.
A moon.
Yes, when it goes dark, the moon comes out, doesn't it?
It does.
But it's not dark yet, is it?
Opens.
Would you like some more yogurt?
A red one.
A red one this time, a strawberry one.
No, an orange.
Or an orange one. Mm. Orange? Mm. Oh, don't put the container in your mouth, Thomas, because it's got sharp edges. There you are, there's an orange one.
Where's the moon?
Where's the spoon? Well, the one you were using before has fallen on the floor, so I'll get you a clean one out of the drawer. And there you are. A clean spoon.
Pink. Puddings. In there.
No, don't put the container in your mouth, Thomas.
An orange spoon,
yes.
And one spoon. Wow. One pink. Green.
No, not in your mouth, Thomas, no. You said yesterday you had a sore mouth. Be even more sore today if you put a yoghurt pot in it, won't it?
No,
don't do it again, Thomas, or I shall take it off you. Don't be naughty. Oh, you've dropped it on the floor now. So that's the end of that, isn't it? All gone.
Two
spoons of green one and a blue one. Thomas, will you just eat your yoghurt and stop making a mess?
Ooh.
Using your fingers again. It tastes good. It tastes nice.
Red one. What?
No, you're eating the orange one now.
Red one.
No. We'll save the red one for tea time. The orange one's made from apricots.
Apricots. Turn into apricots. What do I mean by that? What one?
Apricots.
The
biscuit.
One biscuit.
Oh.
You
have
to be well, mummy.
Oh, thank you. Are you well, mummy? Are you passing it to me? Don't hit the table. Or your chair. Stamping your feet. No, Thomas, no. Don't be naughty. Have you finished now?
A bone. A tape. No, mummy.
Well, the biscuit's broken in half. Are you trying to put it back together? And you're saying no fit. Well, it won't fit because we've had a bite out of it, haven't we? Have you finished with this yoghurt, Thomas?
No.
Do you want some more yoghurt?
No.
Would you like to finish the biscuit?
No, red one, no.
Now you've had a raspberry yoghurt, you've half eaten the apricot one, we'll save the red one, the strawberry one, until tea time. Do you think you've been a good enough boy to have a Kit Kat? Thomas, like a Kit Kat?
No. No Kit Kat.
No Kit Kat. What's the matter? Do you not want a Kit Kat? You don't usually have chocolate biscuits with me, do you? I thought it was a treat.
Mummy did it!
Yes, Nana and Grandad usually give you chocolate, not Mummy. Does that mean you won't accept chocolate from anybody
else? Mummy Jean.
Mummy Jean, yes. Grandma Jean buys you chocolate. Mummy Jean doesn't, does she? She's mean. Mean Jean.
Mean Jean.
Cheeky.
Mummy Jean.
Mummy Jean, yes. Is that nice?
Mama Jean.
Grandma Jean.
Dada Jean. Nana Dada Jean.
Nana and Grandad. Nana's Jean and Grandad Leonard.
Me?
Is Grandma called Leonard? Yes, whatever is the matter? No, that's the silver paper we're throwing. That's where we can't put that in our mouths, can we?
The bin.
I put it in the bin.
The bin.
I think we better wash your hands in a minute and see if you'll have a little sleep and if you'll wake up in a better frame of mind. Because you got up very early this morning, didn't you? You got up at 6:15.
Then I sit.
And it is now 1:20. Mm-hmm. And you've been up a long time. You've been running around outside and going in cars, looking at buses and trucks and trains. And I think you're very tired. Please remember we have a bite of that Kit Kat. That's not nice, is it? Can you imagine if I was eating a Kit Kat and you would like some and I threw it on the floor, you'd be upset, wouldn't you? So that's not nice when Mummy says, please may I have some, and you throw it on the floor. Well, you've thrown yours on the floor now. When it's gone on the floor, that's it. All gone. Well, stop making silly noises. Would you like me to pass it back to you?
No, no.
Hold on now, you don't want any more? Or would you like it passing back? Would you like me to reach it? Sit up and I can get past you. Alright, you don't want it. Would you like to go to sleep now? Would you like a sleep?
Tape.
I was going to go and turn the tape off. Because you're not saying... Excuse me, you're not saying anything, are you? You're just whinging. Thomas is whinging and crying. What's the matter?
The money's.
What money? Would you like a sip of this coffee?
It's hot.
It's a bit hot, but it's cooled down now. Take a sip. It's going to be too hot in your mouth, perhaps, if it's sore. Oh, Thomas. Little sip. Sip it properly. No, you can't bite the cup. Shall we have a little break now and a sleep? Would you like a sleep?
Sit up.
Pardon? Sit up?
Yeah.
You want to sit up? Let's just wash your hands and face.
No.
I've seen the ginger cat running through our garden, Thomas. The ginger pussycat, has it just gone running past? That's the cat that fights with Purdy, isn't it? Yes, that's the noise they make. It's not very nice, is it?
But it is.
Purdy and Ginger, is that the noise they make? Oh, what a lot of noise.
And Alice.
And Alice? Well, Alice is the dog next to her. I've never seen Alice, the doggy, fighting with the ginger pussy.
Machine! My machine!
Where's the big machine? Out through the window?
No! I'm a my machine!
Where's the big machine? Let me have a look.
Mummy!
Oh, yes, it's a grass cutter, isn't it? It's like a big lawnmower.
A Thomas.
Big machine. It's bigger than our lawnmower, isn't it? Can't actually hear any noise, though, can you? Usually they make
a noise. Challenge!
An orange one, yes.
Challenge!
An orange machine.
The wheels.
Is that the noise it's making? I can't actually hear any noise. Or are you just imagining that's the noise it would make?
Nothing!
Let's dry your face with a towel. You went to the toilet at the playgroup this morning, didn't you? Did you wash your hands in those tiny wash basins? Use some soap and dried your hands on a towel?
No soap!
No soap?
What's that ribbon?
Watch Pippin, and we can watch Pippin later. Shall we just take this t-shirt off because it's got a lot of yoghurt spilled on it? Let's lift your arms up, please. Good boy. Woo! Arms up. Oh, we've forgotten to undo the buttons at the side. You have two blue t-shirts and one hasn't got buttons and this one has, and I forgot. Sorry, Thomas.
That's it. Crumbs. Crumbs.
Crumbs. Crumbs, that's right, I'm brushing the crumbs.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you didn't eat the Kit Kat, did you?
The floor. No, the floor. My bike.
You want to ride your bike?
Again.
Just a moment, let me lift this into the other part of the house.
Thomas. Thomas away.
Yes, Thomas away.
Thomas.
Thomas carry, yes, you can help Mummy carry it.
Thomas home.
Thomas home?
Yeah.
Are you going home with your bicycle? I think you'll find your home already, actually. Is it time to have your nappy changed? Bye-bye, Thomas. You going for a ride on your bicycle?
Yeah.
Right. Bye-bye, be careful, won't you?
Yeah.
Don't let anything happen to you.
I know.
Riding your bicycle, I'm going to just sit here and have a cup of tea, or a cup of coffee, I should say. Finishing my coffee. You sure you don't want to sip of coffee?
No, on the bike.
You're busy on your bicycle ride. You're riding bicycles outside today, weren't you?
Well
done, Pippin. Yes, we can watch Pippin later on, Tom.
Tape.
We'll watch it on tape, yeah. We can't start watching Pippin now, though, can we?
Tape!
Night,
Pippin. Night, night,
chicken
in the morning.
Oh, night, night. You lying on the floor now?
Right.
Your t-shirt got really wet this morning when you were playing in the water, Pip. I was going to change you when we got home, but you've dried out, so your body must be
very warm. What was that? Wheel.
The wheel, that's a pedal.
It does.
The little green bars that you put your feet on when you're riding your bicycle are called pedals.
And down.
It's down, isn't it?
Dano.
It moves around a bit with the bicycle.
Dano. Big truck.
It's a very nice bicycle, Thomas. It's got brakes and a strap and pedals, and it's even got a little trailer on the back, hasn't it?
A train! Oh, where? A trailer. A bit. That's a bit. Bike.
You're riding the bike backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. You are stuck now because you've ridden straight into a chair.
Too much heat.
Too much heat?
Too much heat.
I can't tell what you're saying. It sounds like you're saying Thomas eat or too much heat. You said the other day you weren't hungry. Thomas not hungry, didn't you?
The
bike all done. Yes, you tipped it up on its side. Oh, you're kissing the wheels of the bicycle. And the pedal.
Oh, the pedal's dead.
Oh dear, did the bicycle bang its head?
Yeah.
Oh dear, well it's the handlebar that's hit the floor. You better kiss the handlebar. Say you're sorry and ask if it's
sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're giving us a kiss. Did you say sorry?
Yeah.
Let me hear you again.
Bye, see you in the morning.
Thomas banged his head.
Oh yes.
How did Thomas bang his head? You banged your head on one of the pedals.
Yeah. Let's do a truck. Mummy's toe.
You have to watch the bicycle. There's a drag on Mummy's toe.
Back
on the bike. Are you sitting back on the bicycle?
No need.
That's your toy mixer. That's nice, isn't it?
Roll.
Round and round and round, yes.
Round.
Oh, look at that when you spin the mixer around. Can you see all the little beads inside spinning?
The bubble.
Little footballs. They're called beads. Little balls. Beads, and they're going round and round and round the inside of the mixer.
What's that? What's that noise?
Well, the tape is just rewound in the machine.
Oh, that idea, man.
Yes, I think it sounded like a car door shutting, didn't it?
Wait,
is that the noise that the mixer makes?
Go! knowledge, a big nose. Big nose.
Big nose?
Yeah, baby nose.
Who's got a big nose?
The mixer.
The mixer has a big nose.
Oh. No one. No. I'm a green mixer. Green mixer.
Only the green mixer.
Hello one.
The funny nose.
Hello mixer. Orange mixer.
An orange mixer and a yellow mixer.
Orange mixer. I'm a mixer. Big one. Big bite.
Oh, what's that? The dumper truck? Where's the... Oh, be careful, Thomas. You'll trap your fingers. It's making a lot of noise. Where's the red boulder that goes in the back of the dumper truck?
A digger.
A digger. I'm not sure what it is, Thomas.
It is digger.
I don't think it's
apple.
The digger.
Digger. Apple. Are you one of me?
Oh, thank you. Oh, I see. The red ball belongs in the digger, does it? Not the tipper truck. Oh, look at that. That's lovely, isn't it? Did you bring that especially for me?
You are, Mummy.
Thank you, darling. Shall I keep it safe?
Oh, Mummy. Oh, what's this?
Well, that's the propellers from the helicopter.
Sit down.
Sitting down on the floor, are you, to play with your helicopter? That's right, yes, the propeller goes on the top like that. Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
Roll along. There's a tractor. And a tractor. T-I-T-N-F.
Yeah. Are you going to wind the helicopter up with the key? Would you like to bring it to Mummy and I'll wind it up? Oh yeah, it has a special yellow key, doesn't it?
Is it, Mummy? You are, Mummy.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you very much, darling. Now, if I put the key in the side there, look, and turn it round. Should we count as we're doing it? One, two. Ooh, look at that. When we do that, the wheels move round, the propeller moves round. And because it's made from a clear plastic... Clear plastic, you can see all the brightly coloured cogs going
round. Red one.
Red ones, orange ones, blue ones, yellow ones. Right. There'll be a big noise now. Let's put it on the floor and watch it go. Oh dear, dear. Well, the propeller fell off and it hit the back. Shall we have another go? That wasn't very good, was it? It's Mummy's fault. Silly Mummy. This time when we do it, we won't let anything get in the way, will we?
No. Whoops,
the propeller's fallen off again. Right, and we'll stand well back. Here we go. Look at that, isn't it lovely? That was a present on your birthday.
Party.
Well, perhaps it was a Christmas present because you got... Yes, I think the helicopter was a Christmas present from Nina.
Crash!
It crashed as it crashed into Mummy's washing line. And the see-through racing driver that we wind up with the same key. That was from Robin Stewart for your birthday. You're a very lucky boy, Thomas, because Christmas and your birthday, you've got lots and lots of toys. But you didn't get any the same, did you?
No.
More key. Shall we do it again? How about we try the racing car? That's right. You bring that because it works with the same key. Oh, you're bringing all the toys, are you now? Oh, this will be like the other day. And we had everything on the floor. Thank you, Professor. On the floor, aren't we? We'll use this key to wind up the racing car. Yeah. Make some awesome noise. Yeah. Right, and here we go. Mind the box, Thomas, please. Just move the box out of the way, otherwise we're going to have a crash. And we're off. Woo! Gosh, it did crash that, didn't it?
Let's turn it around.
See if we'll go the other way.
Mummy, Jack.
Gosh, he drives quickly, doesn't he? Hope we never meet him on the road.
Hello.